Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome into the special edition of On Texas Football Basketball Style. Texas Longhorns. Look, the NCAA tournament sometimes is called Survive in Advance. That's essentially what Texas did today. 56-44 win over Colorado State. A lot to dive into. Going to be about 10, 12 minutes here cutting this video before Tennessee and St. Peter's take the court. So we don't know who Texas is going to play Saturday in that round of 32. It'll likely be Tennessee. But look, 215 upsets happen all the time. If Tennessee shoots like Texas or Colorado State, they could go down tonight, but I doubt that happens with Dalton Connect and that offensive team. All right, let's dive in to the Texas Longhorns 56-44 win over Colorado State. Let's start with the good and the great, okay? The good is this is the first time Texas has won a NCAA tournament game 3 years in a row. Since 2008-09 season, Rick Barnes had 4 years in a row where he won an NCAA tournament game or more. That was 05-06 Elite Eight, 06-07 with KD. They lost in a round of 32. Then they came back the following year, won in the Elite, and lost in the Elite Eight to Memphis. And then that last year, 08-09 with Max Asemus, Connor Ashley, some of those guys returning off that Elite Eight team, they beat Minnesota before losing to Duke in the NCAA tournament. So first of all, congrats to Texas basketball program. It had been a rough ending to Rick Barnes' tenure, and certainly through the shock of Smart years, but Texas won an NCAA tournament game 3 years in a row. It's hard to do. I mean, you can go down the list of teams that have done that the last 3 years. You're not going to come up with a lot. So congrats to Texas on that. Defensively, great effort by Texas. Texas was overmatch Colorado State with quickness and athleticism, especially on the perimeter with Tyrese Hunter and Kendall Weaver. Kendall Weaver is my game MVP. We'll get to that why at the end. Texas really did a good job. Brock Cunningham, Dylan Mitchell up top in the ball screen action, right? Pushing the ball out, pushing the offense out. What Texas did was they sped up Colorado State. You heard Nico Medvedev talk about it. At halftime or coming out for the second half, Texas sped them up. And once you speed a team up, everything looks rushed. After you miss a few open looks, then you rush shots you think are just clean enough looks. So credit Texas for doing that. And up 20, down 8-2. I know a lot of Texas fans are like, here we go again, right? Then a 25-3 run to end the half, and Texas is up 27-11 at halftime. Through a great defensive effort. Dylan Dessou, Max Asemus. Look, Dylan Dessou got a lot of clean looks, shots he's made all year early in the first half of this game. They didn't go in. Max Asemus had a couple of good two or three clean looks. Shots didn't go in. Then when they ran curl action for Max Asemus and he got the ball, free throw line extended, kind of took a dribble in, caused a little rotation defense. He kicks it to IT Horton in the corner. IT makes the three, but he steps on the inline. It was one of those halves for Texas where, look, I mean, shots that Dessou normally makes, they didn't go in. Maybe he took a couple too many quick threes in that first half, but the shots did not go in. They got the looks they wanted early in this game. They didn't go in. Tyrese Hunter's energy was big in the first half. Brock Cunningham made two hustle plays that saved possessions, got an extra possession for Texas in the first half, and were keys to continuing a run. Texas did a lot of things well in the first half, especially considering Disu was in foul trouble. They missed open shots. I mean, bottom line, they missed some shots that they would like to have back. They didn't get to the free throw line enough, right? And that was an issue. So 27-11 at half. And when it gets to halftime of these games, I start looking at, okay, what does Texas have to score to win this game? And I'd put 60 on the board. I said, so if Colorado State has some miraculous hot half and they make 8 or 9 threes, that's a big number. Colorado State would have had to score 50 points in the second half to get to 61. So as long as Texas got close to 60, they were in pretty good shape, barring some crazy half of shooting the basketball by Colorado State. But that wasn't going to happen. The only time Colorado State really got going was corner threes. That is when they kind of made a little run. They started executing a little better. They slowed down. Stevens, the job that Tyrese Hunter, Kendall Weaver did on Stevens, the point guard for Colorado State, was tremendous. That was it. He didn't get any clean looks off the bounce. Maybe one you could really look at and say clean, clean look. Those plays where you can turn the corner in conference play for Colorado State, they weren't there tonight. Texas did a good job protecting the rim, fighting through Dylan Dessou's foul trouble. So defensively, look, I'll give Texas – they didn't play a great offensive team. Make no mistake. They didn't play a team close to what Tennessee will be Saturday if Tennessee doesn't get upset tonight. But the effort, the athleticism advantage that Texas used to their advantage, defensively you got to give Texas an A-plus effort. In that game, I thought they played as a team. I thought Kendall Weaver's energy in the second half was unbelievable, kind of like Brock Cunningham's energy in the first half. And again, Brock Cunningham's playing with a fractured thumb. I mean, that guy's tough. He got his normal flagrant one at this point.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, now we got to get to offense. Look, Texas has been a good offensive basketball team this year. They were 19th in college basketball coming into this game in office of adjusted offensive efficiency. That is a number amongst the best in college basketball, and teams that are in the top 25 in adjusted offense and KenPom rankings are the teams you normally pick to go to the Final Four, but they have to be in the top 25 on defense too, and Texas is not this year. They're ranked in around 60. But Texas has been really good offensively this year, and especially down the stretch this season. Even in the loss to KSU, they still scored 74, a couple of late threes to get there, but even in an off game, they put up 70. 74 points in that loss to K-State. Tonight, dismal, awful. I don't even know what else to say, but that's why the NCAA tournament survived in advance. The first half, Disu got good looks. He missed those looks. Maybe a little three-point happy, a little bit, but he got good looks. There you see Dylan Disu finishes 5 of 18 with that last tip in there. He's 4 of 17. 0 for 6 from 3. Max Asmus, 1 of 6 from 3, a 28-footer at the end of the half. Tyrese Hunter only took 2 threes, still doesn't look confident. Brock Cunningham has to get a 3 or 2 up every game for Texas. Has to. He absolutely has to. Dylan Mitchell, still, again, air ball from 14 feet. No confidence or threat offensively, unless it's a rim run, a alley-oop off the pick and roll where the defense breaks down. Or the occasional 12-footer right off a dribble or two. But Texas was awful on the offensive end, whether that's the worst scoring game Texas has had this season. And even Max Asmus missed free throws at the end of the game. Max Asmus, who's a career 88-89% free throw shooter, missed 2 at the end of the game. Lucky it wasn't a close game, but there comes Brock Cunningham walking up with a fractured thumb and makes 2 free throws to help extend the lead late and get to the point where Colorado State pretty much said, this game's we're not going to win this basketball game. So, again, credit to Brock Cunningham for always stepping up for the team he loves, the Texas Longhorns. So I can never say enough how how much he's done for the Texas program, even playing through injury and playing tough and making so many plays to help win games and turn the tide in games. But look, when Dylan Dessou is not in foul trouble, Texas has a really good two-man ball screen game. They do some good things in the ball screen game. They can work it to the weak side. They play off the elbows. Dylan Dessou gets the ball in favorable positions around the free throw line, extended out on the wing. He gets the ball in the post. He becomes a little bit of a ball stopper. That happened tonight, and I think he really was trying to force on the offensive end. But when Dylan Dessou's not in the game, Texas has an issue in the ball screen game. If Dylan Mitchell is the screener, it's a wasted possession on offense unless there's a defensive breakdown. He's not an offensive threat. And if Tyrese Hunter and Dylan Mitchell are in the ball screen game, I know they had the alley in the first half, but if they're in the ball screen game more than maybe one possession every 5 or 6 minutes, those possessions aren't the ones that you really want against a quality opponent. And why quality opponent? I mean Tennessee if they win tonight. I mean University of Houston. I mean UConn. So when Dylan Mitchell's in the ball screen game, Texas is going to struggle offensively if a team knows how to guard and has the athleticism to react and rotate, because you don't have to guard Dylan Mitchell in the ball screen game. You just don't. You can let him catch. You can hard hedge without being burned when Dylan Mitchell's in the ball screen game. So look, I mean, there was an instance early in the game when Colorado State started to make a run in the first half where Max Asemus was at the table to check in. And there were three possessions in a row. Texas scored one. It was a bad offensive possession. But they had three bad offensive possessions in a row. And Texas didn't call timeout to get Max in the game. I don't understand that. I don't understand the lack of timeout usage by Texas this year in a lot of instances, whether teams are making big runs, U of H 13-0, Kansas up in fog. I mean, there's been too many instances where you have to use your timeouts, whether that's to stop momentum in a run or get your best player on the court, who's your point guard, when you're not having good offensive possessions and he's sitting at the table waiting to come in. Call the timeout. You got plenty. Call the timeout. So Texas wins, okay? 56-44. They advance to the round of 32 for the third straight year. That hasn't been done again since 08-09 in the Texas program. So tip of the cap to Texas for getting it done. Rodney Terry's won an NCAA tournament game, first-round tournament game, 2 years in a row. I think a lot of Texas fans would have counted Texas out if you only tuned in for the big games this year and saw 3 or 4 blowouts or not good performances that turned into blowouts. But Texas is on to the round of 32 where they should play Tennessee. We'll see what happens with the Tennessee-St. Peter's game. But I'm here to tell you this. Texas is a good offensive basketball team. Tonight, they were an awful offensive basketball team. After missing some shots you would normally make early in the game, Texas kind of they played a little tight. Max Asemus made enough plays off the dribble to save a bad shooting night, made a nice floater at a key point in the game late, made a nice drive down middle, kicked to Dessou right there for a cut where he got an and one late in the game. But Texas execution-wise against a team that's not a really good defensive team necessarily that can challenge you at whether athletically or at the rim, Texas played their worst offensive basketball game of the season tonight. But you know what? At the end of the day, you win 56-44, and you're on to the round of 32. Third straight year, Texas is there. So congrats to the Texas team. I thought Tyrese Hunter had a nice bounce-back effort after a very ugly game against Kansas State. Tip of the hat to him. He played hard on defense. He got his hands in the passing lanes, made a couple of big plays in that regard. Like to see him get a little more confident shooting the basketball. That one still kind of surprises me at this point. He needs to be a more confident player. He's got to have confidence in his shot. Even if he misses, make or miss, he's got to have confidence in that shot because you're down to one game season. But Texas gets the win 56-44. My MVP was Kendall Weaver tonight. And here's why. Kendall Weaver has unbelievable energy. He brings energy that even Brock Cunningham would have to say, that guy brings energy, okay? Kendall Weaver is also a developing ball player on the offensive end. He's starting to make just enough plays off the dribble, find space. He's such a great athlete. When he can get to the middle of the paint or close to within 8 feet of the rim, his ability to elevate, elevate, and then elevate a little more and play through contact is the best on this Texas team. But that energy on defense, look, Ty, you can't ask Tyrese Hunter to guard Stevens for 38 minutes. You have to have somebody else come and help on that defensive end. And when Hunter and Weaver are on the court together, they have tremendous quickness, strength combination at the guard spot. The guard, a really good point guard. Tyler Perry gave Tyrese Hunter problems, and you knew Tyrese Hunter defensively was going to come out with a really good effort tonight against Stevens. So, again, Texas wins 56-44. It's survive in advance. It wasn't pretty. Colorado State, least points they've scored in a game in 3 seasons. And that's what Rodney Terry will talk about in the post-game press conference. It'll be defense, defense, defense. He'll talk that Dylan Dessou, Texas, got some good shots. Max got some good shots early in the game. They didn't make them. They never got into a rhythm. Second half was very ugly offensive basketball. No way around it. You played good defense, ugly offensive basketball in the second half. And lucky the game wasn't close late, because Max missed a couple of free throws for one of the best free throw shooters in the country and in recent memory over a 5-year career. But Texas advances on. We'll see if they play Tennessee or St. Peter's, the winner of that 2:15 game in Charlotte, which should be tipping any minute now. But congrats to the Texas Longhorns. 3 years in a row, they've won an NCAA tournament game. Hadn't been done since the 08-09 season. Texas wins 56-44, survive in advance. It wasn't pretty offensively. It was a tremendous effort defensively. Saturday, no matter if you play St. Peter's or Tennessee, especially if you play Tennessee, you can't go 1-14 from the 3-point line, else you're flying right back home to Austin with some sad faces.